This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Monday, March 2nd, 2015. I'm Marc Boulanger.
We are workers, we are not slaves. We are workers, we are not slaves.
We are workers.
We are not slaves.
We are not slaves.
In a case which highlights the horrible abuse of domestic workers in Hong Kong, a woman employer has been sentenced to 6 years in jail. Law Wan Dong was found guilty of criminally abusing her Indonesian maid, Erwiana. Erwiana was kept in the house as a slave and continually tortured. She was forced to sleep on the floor and for only 2 hours a day. She was starved. She was beaten. She wasn't allowed out of the house ever. And she was never paid the wages she earned. When she was too weak to work, she was sent home. Only then did her family learn of the abuse she suffered. When the news broke out, thousands demonstrated in the streets of Hong Kong. Iman Villanueva of the Asian Migrants Coordinating Body spoke at one of the demonstrations.
This is the message that we want to send to the Hong Kong government. For the longest time, the Hong Kong government has allowed the migrant domestic workers in Hong Kong to be treated like slaves. We're not saying that all employers are bad, but what we are saying is that the condition where migrant domestic workers are brought in and employed here in Hong Kong, these conditions set forth by the policies imposed by the Hong Kong government has made it very easy for bad employers to abuse migrant domestic workers.
Iruana spoke to a media conference after one of the demonstrations.
To employers in Hong Kong, I hope they will start treating migrant workers as workers and human beings and stop treating us like slaves.
The organization which represents domestic workers at the world level is the International Domestic Workers Federation, based in Hong Kong. Elizabeth Tang is the General Secretary of the IDWF.
Domestic Workers Federation, the Amnesty International, the Hong Kong Confederation of Trade Unions, and the Walk Free. This alliance is not new. We have been working together since a year ago because we already noticed that there were many abuses faced by domestic workers, and many of them can be prevented, can be ended if the Hong Kong government seriously enforce some of its laws. And then in January, Erwiana was sent back to Indonesia after she had been seriously abused by her employers. And so immediately, we started a signature campaign because we felt it is time we really have to talk to our government and tell them that it's not just we, but so many people, both who are working here and outside, all over the world, want the Hong Kong government to enforce its law to stop abuses of migrant domestic workers, so that there will be no another Erwiana.
There are about 300,000 domestic workers in Hong Kong. They come mainly from Indonesia and the Philippines. A Hong Kong law stipulates that the worker must have a contract to come into the territory. These contracts are usually arranged by employment agencies, which charge exorbitant fees. If the contract is terminated, the worker must leave the territory within 2 weeks.
Allow the red highway!
Allow the red highway! Respect migrant rights!
And that's it. International Labor News You Can Use. I'm Marc Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.